Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Hamas, the terrorist organization, tells Nikki Haley, your peace plan is worthless. And more than that, one of the senior officials of Hamas said that all of Jerusalem belongs to Palestine. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Well, one of the senior Hamas spokespeople ultimately said the announcement about a plan that would be presented soon is worthless. He's referring to the so-called peace plan. He also and others with Hamas, and understand that Hamas is a terrorist organization. There's no debate about that. It is a terrorist organization. The leaders are saying what we always knew that they wanted and what they intended and what they thought and what their goal was, that all of Jerusalem, east and west, belongs to Palestine. Matt, this is not shocking in the sense that we already knew what their end goal was. But what is amazing is that they're now saying this publicly and clearly indicating they never had any interest in peace.
Yeah, you know, there's the old policy, the United States policy, that you don't negotiate with terrorists. This is why. These are terrorists. You cannot negotiate with someone whose starting point is that that the areas and the territories and the peoples you're negotiating about, the Jewish people here, their starting point is that they don't even have a right to exist. That Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, actually belongs to this fantasy land called Palestine, this place that doesn't even exist. So when that is the starting point, how do you even negotiate with these pig-headed people?
Yeah, it's like children, you know, fighting. Until I get my way, you know, I am not going to back down. But they're violent, dangerous children here in this context.
Well, this article is written by Khaled Abu Tuame, and it appeared in the Times of Israel. We have actually had Khaled come and speak to our people at the Covenant Journey. He is, as he describes himself, a progressive slash moderate Muslim. He's an internationally known journalist. But he also says that because of the mentality of the Palestinian people and the indoctrination of the children, peace is not possible. He wants peace, but he clearly understands that the community is indoctrinating the young children with songs and videos to kill Jews. Their geography maps and books that are being used in the Palestinian schools do not even mention Israel. They show all of Israel under the flag and name of Palestine. We know what they've always been thinking, what they're always wanting to accomplish. We've already said before so many times that giving some piece of real estate for peace will not work when that's not what they want. They might accept a little piece of land today, but they won't be happy with it, because what they want is all of Israel to be renamed Palestine, all of Jerusalem to be the capital of Palestine, no Jews there. The Jews need to leave. That's their official position. It's been like that. But they tried to hide it sometimes, saying, well, they are interested in a two-state solution. No, they're not. And now they're coming out and saying, we have no interest in it. In fact, all of this must be Palestine.
Yeah, they're feigning this interest, as the Palestinian Authority has done for decades, as Hamas and other Palestinian terrorist organizations have done for decades. They kind of feign and see what kind of, they'll pay lip service to the idea of a peace plan, mainly so they can get economic benefits, you know, from the United States, aid and support and so forth. So they'll string the United States along and get the money while they can. So they've been playing the United States now for decades. I guess it is kind of refreshing that this man would just come out and admit it.
Yeah, you know, Abu Zuri, the Hamas spokesman, without even seeing what the U.S. proposal for peace plan actually entails, said this, quote, the Palestinian people reject the plan and won't allow it to pass. He doesn't even know what's in it. They're not interested in peace. And then also a senior Hamas official, Ismail Radwan. He actually attended some recent rallies where they were rallying against Israel and the United States. He said this, quote, "We won't change the historical and political facts because Jerusalem belongs to the Palestinians. Both parts of Jerusalem, east and west, are Palestinian." This is a direct quote from a senior official of Hamas. Now, Hamas, for those who are trying to kind of get the landscape, Hamas is actually controlling the Gaza Strip on the Mediterranean. That is where all of the problems are coming from. There's also the Palestinian Authority under the quote-unquote leadership of Mahmoud Abbas, who's in his, what, 13th year of a four-year term?
Yeah.
Meaning he's not even legitimately elected. He's overstayed his term by, what, 11 years?
Yeah.
He doesn't control Hamas. Mm. He also is behind another terrorist group, which is the Palestinian Authority, that supports terrorism. In fact, he actually threatened at the UN publicly in his speech, that if we, the United States, do not continue funding or withhold funding from the United Nations, then the result will be his people will become terrorists.
You know, it's tragic when you mentioned earlier about them training the children, you know, to fight and to kill Jews and to be terrorists as well. I mean, you can go online and see those videos. It just rips your heart out. But that's a sign right there. They're training the next generation to do the same. They have no interest in peace.
No, and then they also, let's not forget, historically, they will place their missile silos and so forth as they're shooting, you know, hundreds of rockets constantly, indiscriminately into areas of where Israeli civilians are just trying to live their day-to-day lives in peace. They'll place these missile silos, these rocket launchers, and next to schools where children might be killed if there's any retaliation, next to hospitals, next to, you know, places where the elderly are housed and so forth, so that they can have a PR boon if Israel retaliates. But as we know, Israel takes great pains to make sure that no Palestinian innocents are killed. It's just so twisted and one-sided, where it's so clear where one side is evil and the other is embracing a kind of a democracy and freedom. It couldn't be any clearer.
Well, when we've had Khaled to speak to our group, he addresses the so-called two-state solution in peace. While everyone wants peace, he says that it's not possible in the near future. Why? Because, one, there's no one that represents all of the Palestinian people that has the authority to negotiate, to bind them all. You've got Hamas on the one hand, you've got the Palestinian Authority on the other hand. They are not getting along with each other. There's no one there to bind or speak on behalf of everyone. Two, there's no resolve to ultimately stop the conflict. Three, the reason why there's no resolve to stop the conflict is because, Holly, of what we mentioned, what you picked up on, they are indoctrinating kids not to grow up to be teachers, lawyers, doctors, businessmen and women, but to be terrorists in the schools. It's very disturbing. They have videos. There's lots of videos in the classrooms. Teachers are teaching. They're having plays. These are kids that are in first, second, third, fourth grade, and they're chanting, they're singing, they're
with
playing,
guns.
They're acting out with guns. They're acting out, taking off someone's head with a knife, beheading someone.
We're wearing mock kind of toy suicide vests. It's chilling.
It's chilling. So they're indoctrinating the kids. When you have a generation that you are indoctrinating to kill Jews, that there is no such thing as Israel, that Israel and the Jews are Satan, then how are you going to be able to control them when their quote-unquote leader, if they ever had one, actually says, let's negotiate?
Right.
There's no possibility. And yet we've been funding them. We've been spending hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money. This is under both Democratic and Republican presidents, at least until now. President Trump says enough. Nikki Haley says enough. We're not going to continue to fund when there's no results. And now calling their bluff, the real mask of Hamas and the Palestinian Authority comes off. They're not interested in peace. They're interested in annihilating the Jews and taking over all of Israel. I'm glad we have a president that's standing strong and an ambassador that is crystal clear on her message. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Support us as we have a major ministry regarding Israel, Christians in Defense of Israel, and Covenant Journey and more, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.